cigarette truck owners.
You ready?
Yep.
We'll call this meeting to order, Public Works, Public Safety. It is Tuesday, 4:45, September 27th. Any public comment? Doesn't look like anybody's here, so we'll go into police and fire updates. Chief Felt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jail census for today was 134 inmates. There were 78 from Candiwi County, 33 from the Department of Corrections, and 23 that were boarded in from other counties. Our calls for service since the 13th, which would be the last two-week time period, are 733 calls for service. Consistently, again, is number one is traffic stops, two are public assists, and third this time was abandoned vehicles. Our year-to-date calls for service are 14,673 that the Multnomah Police Department has handled, and we're 5 days ahead of this time last year as far as calls for service go.
Super. Any questions or comments, Chief?
I do have one other item to bring up.
Oh, shoot. Go ahead.
Okay. Just something to run by the committee here and just make sure that it's all right. As in October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Some of you may know, some of you may not, that one of our clerical staff out at the police department last year was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had surgery, chemo, radiation. Her hair is growing back now and everything, but obviously, you know, cancer is something that pretty much every family has had somebody, our family or friend or somebody affected by it. What we were looking to do for a fundraiser for October for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month is to replace a license plate on some of our squads. It wouldn't be our entire fleet, but with a plate like this be on the squad during the month of October. At the end of October, our plan is to take them off, and then we would have kind of like a silent auction for them where that money would go to the Wilmer Cancer Center. The plates were purchased privately, so no public funds were used for that or anything, but that's what the plate would look like there that we were hoping to use. So.
Famous hot pink that you see on the sports teams using.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
we thought it'd be a good chance show support for our employee and others, and make, you know, just cancer awareness. It's not specific as to which charity it's going to, but we would make that public through like our Facebook page. And I've spoken with the Wilmer Cancer Center about that, and they're on board for that too. If there's no objections from,
it's a reminder of say, everybody knows someone who's got cancer or affected your family. And I think it's a good idea. We'll look forward to seeing them. Not in my rearview mirror, though.
Thank you. Yeah.
Any questions or comments? Go ahead, Steve.
I was just curious. Probably an easy question. Full maximum capacity of inmates to be held at the county. Have we ever been filled up maximum?
A few years ago, they were filled up to the maximum at that point, which I think was 150 inmates. The county made some adjustments where they put bunks in the cells, and I think they've increased it to a maximum of like 210 or something to that point, or right now. But they have not been up to that point for some time.
That's good. Any other comments or questions? Now we'll go to Fire Chief Hanson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, once again, we've had a extremely good month or 2 weeks for fire calls. We only had 6 calls. 2 were alarm activations, 2 car accidents that we responded to, 1 elevator rescue, and then 1 medical assist where we had to set up a landing zone for the helicopter. That's brought us up to about 240 calls this year, and we're about 9 calls below last year at this time. A little different, dispatch to on-scene time instead of dispatch to en route was, for the last 2 weeks, was actually 8 minutes and 45 seconds. So from the time our pagers went off to the time the first truck was on scene, little over 8.5 minutes. So that's very good.
Almost immediate.
Yep. a couple other things I'd like to bring up. Our roof project, I believe, is like 95% complete. I think they ran out of some flashing material today. So I think they're going to come back tomorrow and finish bending the rest of it. The apron driveway, they're pouring the final phase of it tomorrow. So that will be complete as well. October 4th, We are having our public education event, which is kind of in coordination with the school system. So it's called Story Time at the Fire Station. That goes from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Typically, we get between 600 and 800 people, depending on the weather. I think they planned for 700 people for food last year, and they ran out. So they're planning for a little bit more this year, hopefully. Also, kind of along the breast cancer awareness thing, in years past, we've done T-shirts. The Firefighters Association has purchased T-shirts for us to wear for breast cancer awareness. Once again, we're doing that. So we have had different designs each year, and this one is a on the back, but I wish I would have brought a photo of it, but it's a fire extinguisher, and it talks about extinguishing breast cancer type of thing. So, and then we'll also be collecting some money for the Wilmer Cancer Center that night as well.
Super. Any comments or questions? We don't know how fortunate we are to have a quick response from police, fire, and ambulance. I mean, people really think about it, but if you're in dire need of something, it's 5-10 minutes and the people are there. I have a scanner on it. It's right there, and it's very, very handy. Any other questions or comments? No, we'll head down to, if you got a, go ahead, Audrey.
Is that the same night as the utilities dinner?
It is.
Okay. That's
we nice tried to change it this year, and for some reason it clashed again. So I don't know what happened there, but it's kind of that way. But it seems to work out. People go out there and then they come down to the fire station as well.
Same day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Eat twice. Or
eat twice, exactly.
Around the house. If you have no further comments or items here, feel free to go, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
Yep. Number four, accept project and authorize final payment, 1604.
Sean was called out of town. Actually, he had a meeting scheduled, and he thought it was here, but it turns out it was in the Twin Cities. So
he talked to you,
okay. And he said it was fairly self-explanatory.
Yeah, I see that it's requested the City Council that we authorize final payment to Dunnix in the amount of $31,344.45. We entered into an agreement with them in April of 2016 for the parking lot repair at Technology Drive Northeast, parking lot adjacent to 1801 Technology Drive. The final pay is requested here by for consideration. Staff's recommending final payment.
Approve project number 1604 in the amount of $31,344.45.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to second to approve the final payment. Any further comments or questions? Not all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That resolution passes. Final one is to accept project for final payment of 1505. This was one from July of 2015 with Quam Construction for pond improvements at the Civic Center Drive Northeast. They're submitting their request for final payment, which is $96,322. Excuse me, the total cost of the project was $96,322.79. And it's within the project budget. They're asking for $9,054.23. What does the committee wish to do?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve staff's request for final payment to Quam Construction of $9,054.23. Further comments or questions? Go ahead, Audrey.
I was just trying to remember exactly where this was at when I looked through the documentation on Civic Center Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, anybody remember?
Yeah, you know where the food hall is there where they eat?
Yeah.
If you're on Civic Center Drive and you just go a half a block north of there, here's the driveway, and then there's a parking lot off to the side right here that's maybe, I don't know, 20 yards long.
That's where it is.
They were having issues. Somehow moisture, water was getting up underneath there, and it was heaving the tar. It was pretty bad shape. I went out and looked at it before they did it. And I said, let me know what happened or what was going on. And they ran into two different soils below there. One was sand, and it was full of water, the sandy part. So
okay.
So they fixed it, and we're done. Or Quam did it. Yeah. Any further comments, questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. That resolution passes. Frank, you had something in addition for us here?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, before you, you have a council action request just for information only from our 2016 ISO evaluation. Typically, ISO comes out every 6 to 8 years to evaluate us on fire protection services as well as water distribution and some other things. So we spent quite a bit of time in this past year preparing for ISO. They did come out in July, I believe it was, and we just received the report yesterday. Just to sum it up real quick, basically our rating, ISO rating in 2008 was a 3. This time it actually went up to a 4. And when I talked to them about it, they changed their evaluation system a little bit.
Refresher, four is where do you want to be? 1?
You want to be 1.
Okay.
1, there's about probably 4 cities in the United States that are 1. So basically, in their evaluation system back in 2008 when they did it, they took our fire protection area, which includes 6 sections of Dougherty Township, Wilmer Township, and the city of Wilmer. And back in 2008, they evaluated each of them separately. Mm-hmm. This time, they evaluated us all as one chunk, basically. And that's really what caused our rating to go up. Majority of the departments are either a 4. It's kind of weird. Either a 4, a 6, or a 9. That's kind of where a lot of areas fall in. Last time the city was a 3, Dougherty Township, I believe, was a 4, and Wilmer Township ended up being a 9 because of lack of water distribution and hydrants and that stuff. That's kind of what brought us down this time, was because of that. So, ISO, basically what they do is the insurance companies take and they establish homeowner rates, kind of a percentage of it off of this. So a 4, we're still good. We were a 4 for a long, long time, and then 2008 we became a 3, and now we're to a 4 again. So there's a few things that we can adjust on the fire department side. Some things we can't adjust, physically can't do it. They require so much training and stuff like that. We physically can't demand that out of our paid on-call guys.
What are some of the considerations that they have, besides, I'm sure they have the time from, again, dispatch out?
They evaluate the number of people responding on fire calls, your communication system, like the 911 stuff that we have, our dispatchers.
Equipment? I mean, they look at equipment?
They look at equipment.
That's got to be a 1. I mean, that, you guys keep that.
We rate very high with equipment. We're very fortunate, and our guys do a good job of maintaining everything. Talk about water, like water distribution, number of hydrants, stuff like that. The need for a second station. They talk about that.
How about longevity of firemen?
No, they don't really. No, it's more training, not necessarily experience wise. I will give all this stuff to Meg, and she can put it in the minutes, so everybody has a copy of this stuff. I just didn't want to print off. It's 23 pages
or
something.
No, that's not necessary.
But it's a good thing to look at and just kind of see what they do consider. I learned a lot by reading this and kind of going through this process. So
this is your first time?
This is right? My first time, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it is good experience. Go ahead, Audrey.
I'm just curious, the change from us being evaluated separately to including the people we contract with?
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, the out of the city is costing the city money?
I would say probably ultimately, yes, kind of. I guess it's benefiting, really it's benefiting Wilmer Township, because they go from, the people that live there go from a 9 to a 4,
yeah.
You know. and we kind of got bumped. I don't know if it's really gonna, how much it's really gonna affect us monetarily. You know, I don't think it would be a ton. It's not like we're going from a 3 all the way up to like a 7 or something. I think that would be a huge jump. And
if you all get a letter from your insurance company, let us know.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I, you know, just by going through the report, I see stuff on the fire service side of it that we can improve on. And we've already, even the guy that came in and did our evaluation kind of took off his ISO hat and said, maybe you should start looking at doing some of these things. And we've implemented a lot of that stuff already. So we can, if I can prove to ISO that, you know, we've done a significant thing, that maybe we can change ratings, they'll come back and do it again. Not in 8 years, but they may come back in, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
So.
One more question.
Go ahead.
Anything Wilmer Township can do to
I think what hurts Wilmer Township is the lack of fire hydrants out there, and then the distance from the fire station.
Okay.
So I think how they evaluate it, and I might be wrong on this, but I think they evaluate it within like a 3 mile or a 5 mile radius as one evaluation, and then they evaluate everybody else that's greater than 5 miles. And that would be Wilmer Township, and, you know, stuff like that. So,
speaking of Wilmer Township, do we have many calls in Wilmer Township, or even is it Dovery?
We do 6 sections of Dovery Township, and then completely Wilmer Township, and we don't have that many calls in either one.
I don't ever recall a fire that burned anything down in those areas. I don't.
We do have, you know, like barn, you know, farmhouses, you know, stuff like that, where we've had some stuff out there. Mainly car accidents kind of tend to be the thing out in the townships. Yep. It's kind of usually what we deal with.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, or on ISO? You need us to make a motion to accept or approve or anything?
No,
it's just information only?
Yep, information only. And I will have it all. I'll email it to Meg tomorrow so she can get it out to everybody, so everybody has a copy of the report.
Did you have something out there?
No, just if it's attached to the minutes, that's probably a good place for it to be.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, any other comments or questions? Any old business? Any new business?
Well, the old business, just I was just curious. We had a request to consider stormwater retention ponds. We'll be bringing that up after that last flood we had, which we probably heard all about. Is there a time frame that we asked or requested Sean to consider looking at locations for storm water retention ponds?
Detention.
And I'm just wondering, if he has time to do that or not, I don't know.
I'll bring it up then. Go ahead, Audrey.
We did ask him to send out the report that was done by the one that was just done within the last couple of years by
someone local or no?
Well, when he was when we contracted with Lynch before Sean was here, we had a complete report that was done that we had asked him to do. Had a lot of good information in, and that's more, I think, current than the bar report. And I think we had asked for that to be sent out and for Sean to review that, but I don't think we put a time frame on it.
No, I don't think we did, but I remember talking about it. I can't remember who did that report.
I can't even say his name. It's from Bolton and Mink.
Was it Bolton and Mink?
Who's the guy that came all the time from Bolton and Mink?
Jared. Jared, yeah.
A Volge.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that. Because we asked him to do that report.
Yes, I remember going that.
And it hasn't been sent out yet?
We had it a long time ago. We just asked for it to be sent again to us. So, yes. It hasn't been sent.
Just a refresher.
Yeah, because I think it's important for us to look at that before we make decisions if there's something that should be done.
I thought there was some maps and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's also. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. So.
Okay. You'll mention it to them, too?
Yes.
Okay. Anything further to come before the committee? If not, it's 5 after 5, and we're setting a record.
I like it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We're adjourned.
That's good for me. My wife will appreciate you all.
I'm going to get something to eat.
Be home early for supper.
I'll get to eat with the family.
I'll just email this to you tomorrow.
That works great.